Radio is a medium that is so visceral that we remember what we've heard long after the sound has faded. Radio is a companion through the night, a familiar face in foreign lands, a doorway to the imagination. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is the thrift shop of the airwaves.
Thank you.
Whole batch of rare 45s here on the Radio Thrift Shop. We started off with the Ken Jensen Quartet with Captain Jack, then Lorenzo Holden in Sundance Part 1, Otis Freeman and the Mambo Arabique, Kasapian with La La La, and then Jupiter 39's Children, This Is All I Ask. Well, this is all I ask, that you tune in and enjoy the program. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'm here every Saturday evening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and on the interwebs at classicalwscs.org. If you are a Bee Gees fan, take heart. Later in the program, I'll be playing some very cool indie pop cover versions of Bee Gees songs. That's right, you never know what you're going to hear on the Radio Thrift Shop. But first, we've got a public service announcement type thing and some more tunes, so hang in there.
Recognize that sound? Well, think New Year's Day, Philadelphia. Yeah, it's the Mummers Parade. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet. Thousands of people come every year to be entertained by folks who perform in marching bands wearing glittering costumes and extravagant headpieces with lots of ostrich feathers. There are four different judging divisions in the parade, but it's the string band groups that the crowd really loves. Jack Cohn is the curator of the Mummers Museum.
They're the only division of the four divisions that plays their own musical instruments, and they're also judged on that music. They're judged for music, presentation, and costuming.
The parade has been an official Philadelphia city event since 1901. In 1902, the string band division was started by four men who entered the parade as a small band.
Years ago, the instruments that were used were string instruments, violins, guitars, mandolins. As the years progressed, somebody would say, well, I remember an instrument in Germany called a Glockenspiel. Let's try this one out. And they added a couple instruments to create a different sound. I think the last instrument was probably added in the 40s, and that's been about it. So we were using the same sounds from the 40s, just a different percentage-wise. We used more of a saxophone sound where they didn't use that before. Banjo is one of the favorite instruments of the Mummers. Sometimes, depending on the theme, they'll spotlight an individual or a group of individuals who are just playing the banjo, just to hear that unique Philadelphia Mummer sound.
We'll hear more on the Mummers Parade in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner. Thank you.
Well, we're truly tripping on the dusty side of music in that set. That was the Stephen Scott Orchestra with Rainforest. Before that, the Monarchs with Forever Lost. Prior to that, Stan with the Marauders and Echo Valley. Some cool whistling in that tune. Rosemary, kind of a little creepy tune there, called Undiscovered Island. And we started off with the Prides of Detroit, Moon Over Harlem, Kentucky. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And I'll be back with some indie pop covers of Bee Gees tunes right after this. Welcome to Paper Radio, dispatches from the Papernet. JND Ads and Contacts is an occasional newsletter that promotes print and paper publications, reading, writing, and correspondence, physical mail, and pre-internet modes of communication. The 16 pages of JND Ads and Contacts is filled with information about zines, books, a trading network, and a substantial pen pal section. JND is curated by James N. Dawson, whose writing and layout style is very well organized and reader-friendly. You can write to James at P.O. Box 950, Spokane, Washington, 99210. I'm DJ Frederick. See you at the coffee shop. Well, that guy sounded awfully familiar. I'll see you at the coffee shop as well as the coffee shop. And ideally, there's a coffee shop next to the coffee shop. And we can just make zines and read all day and drink coffee. That would be ideal. And listen to the radio. All right. Okay. Sunday Records, which is a very cool record label out of Illinois, released an EP back in the day, I think right around 1996, 20 years ago, which included some very cool cover tunes of Bee Gees songs. The EP is titled I Started a Joke, and we're going to start off with a band called Aberdeen, How Deep Is Your Love?
Far from its rest, you will find me at the time I love the best, watching rainbows play on sunlight, pools of water, ice from cold nights in the morning. 'Tis the morning of my life. In the daytime, I will meet you as before. You will find me waiting by the ocean floor, building castles in the ship. This is the morning of my life. In the morning of my life, the minutes take so long to drift away. Please be patient. In the evening, I will fly you to the moon, to the top right-hand corner of the ceiling in my room, where we'll stay until the sun shines another day, to swing off clothes lines. May I be This morning of my life. In the morning. In the morning.
used to laugh while others used to play. Don't ask me why the time has passed us by. Someone else moved in from far away. Someone else moved in from far away.
One of my favorite EPs of all time, just five songs. I started a joke, a tribute to the Bee Gees. That was Shoestrings with Massachusetts. Before that, Mr. Jim Rao, Orange Cake Mix, tune called Holiday, Poe with The First of May, The Proctors with Morning of My Life, and we started that set off with Aberdeen, How Deep Is Your Love. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Your cheating heart will make you weep.
Legend has it, this song came to Hank Williams while with fiance Billie Jean Horton. Just driving around, talking about standard fiance stuff, like his ex-wife. You're on The Sound Beat.
Your cheating heart will tell on you.
While telling his future bride about his former's infidelities, he cried out that one day Audrey's cheating heart would pay. A hit was born, and probably so was a discussion regarding whether or not he was really over his ex-wife. MGM released this song in January 1953, just weeks after Hank's death at age 29. In 2004, Your Cheatin' Heart was named number one in CMT's list of the 40 greatest Done Me Wrong songs. This episode was co-written by Alexis Lisser, part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. Find out more right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Down the track, the forest and the evergreen. trees, keeper of the glades. The way he lightened my life makes me so amazed. We used to meet by him many years ago. I loved you. Now they've come to lay the road.
Well, that was Cat Stevens with The King of Trees. This is DJ Frederick, the King of Radio. Or maybe the King of Thrift Shops. The self-styled King of the Radio Thrift Shop. Saying thank you for listening. Remember, support free radio. Take good care of your community. Take good care of yourself. And take good care of those you love.